Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 27th, 2012 edition of the Sand Senate Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with just a quick reminder and today's diary about online shopping during the holidays. And actually, it's not just online shopping, offline shopping as well. Be aware of scams that, of course, will be going around. Be aware of keeping your credit card details secure. You probably don't want to use a debit card if you can avoid it. Try to stick with credit cards. The main problem is that your card may get stolen, the number may get stolen without you realizing it. If it's a credit card, it's not that hard to get your money back. Actually, you usually never end up paying for it. For a debit card, that's a lot harder because your money is deducted from your account instantly. Be aware that offline scams are probably about as common as online. From personal experience, I think my card so far only got stolen offline and don't remember it getting stolen online. But let's see what else is going on in the news. And the first item I would like to cover is sort of related to online shopping. It's HTTP Strict Transport Security. This standard was just finally published as an RFC. It's RFC 6797. So hopefully more browsers will pick it up. I believe at this point, Opera, Firefox, and Google Chrome are supporting it. The big deal with HSTS is that it does actually give the browser hints whether or not a site actually supports non-HTTPS. The first time the browser will connect to the site via HTTPS, the site will return a special header telling the browser, only connect to me via HTTPS. With that, the author can also define a timeout and cover subdomains as well. So now once you have an HTTPS connection to the site and you get this header back, it will no longer be possible to redirect you to a non-HTTPS site. We have implemented that on the Internet Storm Center site for a while now. It's really trivial to implement on the server side. All you have to do is add the header. You may still have an HTTP site, but users will use it less and less, of course, once they learn or their browser learns that you're only supporting HTTPS. On the client side, it should also be pretty easy to implement, but at this point, Safari and Internet Explorer, I believe, are the two sort of big browsers that don't support this feature yet. Hopefully, they'll pick it up now that it is an official standard. And Brian Krebs has an interesting article in his blog about a Yahoo cross-site scripting vulnerability that is actively advertised on a hacking forum. This vulnerability apparently hasn't been patched yet. Brian Krebs made Yahoo aware of the vulnerability, but of course all they have is the demo video right now showing the particular vulnerability in action. With this vulnerability, an attacker would be able to steal session cookies from your Yahoo Mail account, and with that, of course, the attacker would be able to impersonate a user. Cross-site scripting flaws are in part so pervasive because they can't just be fixed with input validation, but instead the developer has to properly encode any output being sent back to the user, and this encoding has to happen within the right context that the output is being used. That's not always that easy to define. And the number of .pk domain names got hacked by redirecting DNS. .pk is the country level domain for Pakistan, and about 280 sites were affected, among them Google, Microsoft, Apple, and other brand names that are well known. Now, it looks like the companies themselves are not entirely to blame here, that the actual source of the breach was a company called Mark Monitor, which does manage these .pk domains for the respective companies, but I haven't been able to get a lot of detail at this point as to what's the actual nature of the compromise. Once a site was affected by this, then they redirected to a political message that was left behind by these particular hackers. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.